And in our own lives, when we realize our healing isn't just about us.
That's really
It's about
powerful.
Our family. It's about our church. It's mm-hmm. about our community. It's about things bigger than we are. I think that gives us a boldness and a clarity and a courage that we may not have until we get to that moment.
Yeah. Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Hey, More Than Small Talk friends. We hope you listened to our last episode with Kristen Hallinan about being a legacy changer. She had some powerful thoughts to share, and we wanted to continue on that theme, but a little bit different, and talk about being a history changer, especially as a woman.
Yeah, we're going to go deep into some women in scripture that are history changers. But I think talking with Kristen last week was really important because God uses people today mm-hmm. and he uses people of all ages and all. It's that determination that like things are going to be different from here on out. I didn't have the power when I was little, or I didn't have the power to be able to do that then. And I couldn't change anybody else, but God, you can use me. So the question that I have today is, describe someone you know who is a history changer.
I immediately think of this young lady named Noemi. She lost both of her parents to COVID. She now is a resident at a nonprofit that I work for women who've aged out of foster care or found themselves homeless. And watching her explore the land, do equine therapy and counseling when she moved to the facility, and she just said, I wanted to come here because I knew I could cry as loud as I needed to. And I thought that was so beautiful because she was raised in a culture that said, you know, you should be over this by now. You've lost your two yeah. parents, but like, get over it, snap out of it, get out of bed. And for her to realize how powerful it is to have the freedom to grieve and cry, and then just build your life from basically the ground up again, I think she is a history changer. And I can't wait to see what happens in her life because of the hard work she's doing right now as an 18, 19 year old young lady.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what Kristen was talking about, mm-hmm. too. She said, finding your voice mm-hmm. is part of being a legacy or a history mm-hmm. changer. And it sounds like she has found her voice.
She has. It's beautiful. She's just transformed in such a short amount of time of being with us. And I love that.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting in church one day and I had a young woman who came to visit me, and we were sitting together, and there was a family in front of us, and we meet in like a gym. So it's not like there's no pews or sitting on these metal chairs, but there's this family in front of us. And the dad is continually, he's reaching over and he has his arm around his wife, but he's also pulling his child to him and just being playful, you know, being playful, kissed his child on top of the head. At one point when they were worshiping, he had his child and they were kind of doing like a sweet little dance as he sang. And it was just a gorgeous view of what was going on. And they were oblivious that we were watching. But I watched her and I could see pain.
Mm.
And after I said, hey, sis, what were you dealing with there? And she said, never in my entire life has my father been affectionate like that toward mm-hmm. me,
mm-hmm.
but neither has my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there and I'm in my 30s and I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I was so jealous. And I know it was beautiful, but it was also painful. And as we were talking, all I could think about, first of all, give her space to acknowledge that. That was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that is her true memories. But also, I thought about her with her own two girls and she's delightful with them. She and her husband are playful and fun and adventurous. And she has two spicy little girls that are not afraid to say, hey, you know, that's not fair. Or, hey, here I am. See me. You know, they have voices at the ages of 6 and 8. And, you know, I told her that day, I put my arms around her and I said, it's not fair what you went through. It's just not. And I understand that because I went through a lot of crud myself. But man, oh man, sis, look at what you're giving your children. Mm-hmm. Look at, you are such a pioneer. You are such a change, an instrument of change in these girls' lives. They will never know what you did. And so for me, like, I wanted to host a parade for her. Yeah. Like, you didn't get any of this, but somehow you've become a legacy changer for your own children and family.
Yeah. I thought about my grandma Eula.
Yeah.
Or Granny Eula, as we called her. Bless her.
Oh,
she became a grandma in her 40s and we called her Granny Eula. But she grew up in poverty and went through a lot of hard things. Got married at age 15.
Yes. My mom did too.
Yeah. Very young. Dropped out of high school when that happened. And met Jesus in her 20s and ended up going back and getting her GED, then her going to college the first and getting her master's and becoming an English teacher for a season. And she also worked at the children's home, helping out kids who were in tough situations like she had been in. And she was also her church's first female youth director.
Wow.
They called her Brother Eula.
That's the best. Wow.
And so she made just intentional choices in her life to say, the future of my family is going to look different. And my dad's life was different because of her. And my life was different because of her. And now I have my own granddaughter who Lavelle named Eula.
Yeah.
In honor of her. And so, yeah. And she, to this day, she is in her 90s now, and she will still have people just reach out of the blue and say, you may not remember me, but you were my teacher, or I was at the children's home, or I was in your youth group, or, and you made a difference in my life. And she still does whatever she can for people. So that's who came to mind for me.
Yeah, what we were talking about as we were just chatting about this episode is that there are a lot of strong women in the Bible that had a lot of obstacles in front of them and behind them, and yet they became history changers and used mightily. So let's chat a little bit about some of those. Holly, who's your favorite?
Gosh, let's see. I guess Esther.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she was called for such a time as this. And she was hesitant at first. You know, it's not like when she found out there was a need for her to step in and help that she immediately was like, yes, I'll do it. I mean, she was nervous and uncertain and didn't know what would happen. And she eventually said, yes, I'm going to help my people and take this step of bold faith. And she changed not just a family, but a nation.
What about you, Jennifer? Who's your favorite?
Oh, goodness. I have several, but I love, absolutely love. I don't know why I'm like just fixating on this, but Rahab, I think she was bold and she was labeled as one thing and her legacy became something very much different because I feel like she had everything to lose and nothing to lose at the same time. And she was unafraid to do really hard things as far as hiding, becoming just a legacy maker when she could have just honed in on my past has relegated me to this life that's going to be sad and I will be known as this, my worst deeds for the rest of my life. And that is not what God did with her story. And I think that's powerful.
Yeah. Well, and we don't know, you know, when we think about Esther, we kind of know her background and her story. And it was actually a cultural thing that was her obstacle and war between, you know, different peoples. And then with Rahab, you know, she was a prostitute. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know her backstory. We don't know what mm-hmm. brought her to that place of desperation. But we also, we do know that God used her in a powerful way. Yeah. My favorite will always be Mary Magdalene. And I think about a woman being tormented by seven demonic mm-hmm. forces in her life. Like, and I don't know if you've ever watched The Chosen. There's a scene there where it shows Mary Magdalene suffering. She suffered mentally. She suffered emotionally. She was seen as someone you stay away from. And again, we don't know what brought her there. We don't know her backstory. But I know that when she encountered Jesus, something happened. Not only was she set free, but she became a loyalist in the sense that Jesus showed up for her in her lowest hour. And when Jesus was hanging on the cross and most everybody else had scattered, who was kneeling at the bottom of the cross? Mm-hmm. Like, you showed up for me in my most desperate hour, mm-hmm. and I'm going to show up for you in your most desperate hour. And so I feel that our backstories, I mean, they're important. I have a backstory that I don't love, but I love how God redeemed it. But I think it's our forward story, mm-hmm. looking forward and saying, okay, if I go back, it's because I'm going to go back as a scholar and I'm going to learn and then I'm going to move forward. So what are some practical things that happen that allow us to become legacy changers or history changers?
I think to not let your past limit you.
Yeah.
You know, I think that our struggle stories are our launching parts. Like, that's going to be the launching part. And I think that our pain is often attached to our purpose. And just to know, whatever has happened to you in the past does not have to define your future legacy. There can be so much hope, even in heartbreaking situations.
Yeah. Hey, friends, one of the books that I wrote in the very beginning is called The Mom I Want to Be, Rising Above Your Past to Give Your Children a Greater Future. In last week's conversation with Kristen Hellinan, I referred to this as giving birth to barbed wire. It was hard, but it was also freeing. If you are a woman who wants to give your child something greater, this is a great resource for you, and you can find it online at Amazon.com, or you can go to my website at SuzanneEller.com. Now let's get back to our conversation.
I also think we come to a moment that we say, this isn't just about me. Like, Esther,
that's so good.
Came, mm-hmm. that's what gave her the courage. Like, she realized, this isn't just about me.
Yeah.
You know, Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
On that bus, yeah. said, this isn't just about me.
Yeah.
And in our own lives, when we realize our healing isn't just about us,
that's really
it's about
powerful.
Our family, it's about our church, it's mm-hmm. about our community, it's about things bigger than we are. I think that gives us a boldness and a clarity and a courage that we may not have until we get to that moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Your Granny Eula. Mm-hmm. had no way of knowing that however many years down the line, 80 something, that there was going to be another little Eula mm-hmm. come out of this, who was going to be imprinted by her mama, who was imprinted by her mama, who came in her life later, who was imprinted by her mom, who was imprinted by her mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think especially as women, that's empowering to us, because we will fight for other people.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it can be hard to do things for ourselves, but you know, you see a woman go into mama bear mode and yeah. it's a whole different story. And so I think if we can reframe it and say, whatever I'm battling today, I'm not just winning this battle for me.
Right.
This is about other people too. Yeah. That can be helpful.
Yeah, because it's hard, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Very hard.
I just love that we have so many stories of powerful women that we can look to and go, if they did it, like, maybe I could too. I think that that's what I hope that I can do for other women. So how do you like internalize, how can I like live this out in a different way and maybe change someone else's history?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that I really love about kind of Mary Magdalene is that every person had given up on her. She'd been mm-hmm. written off,
mm-hmm.
but not Jesus.
you know,
that's so powerful to me to mm-hmm. think, because there's sometimes we look around and we think, you know what? I don't have what this person has, or I've struggled and I've tried and I've stumbled and I've got back up. Are people giving up on me? Am I giving up on myself? Really, that's not the question. Mm-hmm. It's the statement that Jesus meets us where we're at, and he never gives up. Mm-hmm. And he sees the potential. He sees the possibilities. You know, that's what I wanted to say to this young woman sitting next to me. That's not what she needed, so it's not what I said. Mm-hmm. She just needed me to put my arm around her and say, you are killing it. Mm. You're killing it. Like, yeah. You are doing so great as a mom. And she said, I remember her saying at that moment, but I've made mistakes. And I said, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And I continue to. But you're killing it. You're doing such a good job. Holly, we were talking about, you know, becoming spiritual moms in a sense. I feel like that we can do that for mm-hmm. each other, to look around and see another woman who she's battling with everything that she has, and the odds behind her are pretty significant, to be able to say, I see in you something that's really amazing.
Yeah. And I think that's the opposite of comparison, right?
It's yeah.
calling out
mm-hmm. yeah.
things in other women. And I recently wrote about this because I found myself, I'd scroll through social media, so many of us do.
Yeah.
And I would say, look what she did. Look what she did. Look yeah. what she did. And I would be happy for those women while also having this nagging sense of, I need to be doing that too.
Yeah.
And I paused and I prayed and I was like, God, what do I do about this? Like, how do I look at this differently? And I felt like he said, you can change one word and instead say, look what God did.
Yeah.
Instead of look what she did, look what God did. Like, look how yes. God empowered her to fulfill that dream, or to rescue her people if mm-hmm. it's Esther, or to change a family legacy. Mm. Look at the gifts he's given her. And I think that's such a helpful perspective shift, because I recognize that in my own life. Like, people are like, well, how'd you get where you are today? And I'm like, God did it, you know?
Yeah.
But we look at other women and say, she did it.
Right, right.
And so somehow mm-hmm. I'm behind. And so that's just been really helpful to me to say, when we look at women that we're like, wow, she's a legacy changer. She's a history changer. She mm-hmm. is doing great things, to say, not look what she did, but look what God did.
Yeah. Well, and I think that God can use the most mm-hmm. ordinary, because, man, I am so stinking ordinary. You know, he can use the most ordinary people in ways that I think we'll look back one day and be surprised at, because it'd be like, well, Lord, I didn't do much there. I was just trying to listen for your voice, and I was just trying to show up. And he's like, yeah, but look what I did, because you showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Well, I was just thinking about our conversation about, you know, breaking generational cycles. And I feel like that seems like really, really daunting. But then you see there's so many people who've done that. And it wasn't easy, but it was absolutely beautiful. And what they are known for is that, not yeah. their struggle stories, whatever led them to the hard situations, like Mary Magdalene or Rahab, any of those things. Like, it's just, see where God placed them in a position of his power flowing through them to do extraordinary things. And that's all of us. We're all going to be doing that.
Yeah.
And sure. I think that's another pivotal moment, like we said, coming to the place where we say, it's not just about me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Also coming to the place where we say, as much as it is in my power, it ends with me.
Yes. Right. Yes.
You know, that. I can't control the history that's mm-hmm. behind me, but I can influence the future that is before me with Jesus as my yeah. partner in that process. And so I think that is another moment that mm-hmm. can be life-changing, not just for us, but for others.
Yeah. Well, and not only just behind us, because one of the things that I really loved about the conversation last week with Kristen is she's still going through this.
Yeah.
You know, she's not looking behind her, because behind her is messy, but beside her is messy too. And I think being able to say, I can't fix what somebody else is choosing to do, or I can't choose to fix their brokenness. That's not fixed. But as far as me, whatever it takes, God, if that's counseling, if that's resources, if that's creating a healthy community where I can see something different than what I've been seeing for such a long time, then Lord, you're going to expand my horizons and you're going to step in with me and I'm going to grow with even what's beside me.
Yeah. And I think so often we don't even know the ripple effect, you know?
Yeah.
Like Rahab ended up in the lineage of the Messiah, who hadn't come for hundreds of years. Yes, like she had no idea in her lifetime, like the end game, you know?
Yeah.
Like we may not know the impact of our yes in this lifetime.
Yeah.
It may be in heaven that we're like, oh, that I was that domino.
Yeah.
You know? I was that first domino, and look what God did with what felt like a really small, ordinary yes.
Yeah.
That I didn't even know if it mattered sometimes, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And so I think that is something that can give us hope too, is while we may, and I think trust that we will in this lifetime see the impact of changes we choose to make, I think there's also this much bigger story.
Yeah.
You know, we say his story.
Yeah.
His story.
That's,
you know,
that's
we,
the history.
We said history changer, but really it's his story. Story changer,
yeah.
God's story that we are all part of. And I think that we all have a role that matters in what he's doing today and forever.
Well, we started this with sharing about three people that we know are history changers. And maybe we could end this by literally just thinking about ourselves sitting across from that person and putting our hands on in their hands and sharing something to them, an encouragement. Because a lot of times when you're making history and you're changing and you're battling, you don't know it. It just feels hard. And there might be a listener on the other side that she's in that same place. So I want to talk to this young woman who was sitting beside me at church. And I just want her to know that you are leaving an impact that literally is growing a new branch of your family tree. And it's called healthy. And it's called love. And it's called safe and security. And that came about because you leaned in to the direction God was leading you. And in spite of how hard it was, in spite of the pain that you're carrying still, that God is healing. And I am so proud of you for doing that.
I think I would just say to that young woman that's looking at her story and saying, one day I will help people, I just want to speak over you. You can change people's lives right now. And I see that you're doing that with each hard decision that you're making.
My grandma Eula, that I am so grateful for the choices that she made, because I wouldn't be where I am today without her. And I think a lot of people in her life can say the same. And so, yeah, I'm grateful for her lifetime of faithfulness. Faithfulness to our family, faithfulness to my grandpa, faithfulness to the work that God put in front of her, you know, faithfulness. She always says, open door, open heart. And she has lived that. And I'm grateful. So that's what I would say to her and to all the other women who may be in a later season of life and looking back and asking, did it really matter? I would say absolutely yes. More than you can even imagine or possibly see.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.